Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State.
What's wrong with... Oh, hold on.
Turn on the microphone.
Good morning, and how are you? This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. 605-4567, we're taking your calls. This is KCNR 1460. Today is going to be high of 96. If you're just tuning in, it's the 30th of July. And we are here, Carla Linda Bott, here on this beautiful Friday. Do you know this is the second day of two more days left of the month?
That's right. Here we are, getting close to the weekend, which means... Hey, thank goodness it's Friday, TGIF, but it only means two more working days till Monday.
And if, by the way, if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, there are two things that we want to talk to you about just out of the chute. You can go see for free with your family The Wizard of Oz. That is going to be Enjoys Movies in the Park. Should be a lot of fun. And also tonight, Rick Hill will be playing his wonderful guitar, soloing out at the Anselmo Vineyards. If you call 474-5546, if you need to get out there, I'm not sure if there's any reservations left in the music room. But if you're looking at, for something to do that's a beautiful night to be out there, it's cool. And it just a very, not only cool temperature-wise, but a really cool vibey thing to do. That's Anselmo's tonight. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Again, today's going to be high 96.
Well, you know, today there are so many things going on today. We've got a couple of guests that one's starting and one's leaving. One's starting a show on KCNR. The other one, I believe, is leaving our area for a while. But we'll talk to them later on. I can see in the headlines on the paper that it's going to start off hot today when they put in. And the headline says, scandal rings alarm on pay. And then they put in all the pay for all the county and city officials. Front page above the fold.
Yeah,
so
that's
I imagine that's going to be a discussion item today. I'm sure people have comments on that.
Well, I always thought you could go online and find out what their salaries were anyway.
It is. I mean, it's not like it's a secret or anything.
But I guess to have it on the front page. And I wonder if this is the huge controversy that happened with the city of Bell, where officials were getting $800,000. And that average salary, I think, again, is very much like Reading, $25,000. And then all of a sudden you have these city officials. I mean, isn't it true that...
That's what kicked it off. And the fact is also is that Bell... is a city of, there's not a lot of people there, but they have a lot of warehousing space, and the people that owned all the warehousing space, and if I remember right from what I read, are the ones that got into politics, and they kind of like passed the job down from generation to generation, and their $800,000 salaries have been, it's not new. They've been making big bucks for, I guess, probably decades.
You want to know what happened today?
Yeah.
You know, we like to always talk about what happened that was a significant day. Today is called Medicare Day. And I'll read you a little something here. Flanked by his wife, Lady Bird Johnson, former President Harry Truman, former First Lady Bess Truman, and Vice President Hubert Humphrey, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act of 1965 into law on this day in 1965. Truman and his wife were on hand as they selected by President Johnson to be the first and second persons, respectively, to be enrolled in Medicare and the first recipients of the new Medicare cards.
And probably the only people to really get paid for Medicare. And now here we are, 2010, Medicare is a huge problem. And Social Security is having a huge problem. And it's not getting any better. And what are we doing to address it? Not a lot. But today, 1965, the great experiment began.
That's when it began. Also in 1932, the Olympic Games opened in Los Angeles. The Games would revisit Los Angeles venues of the Los Angeles Coliseum in 1984. And in 1942, Frank Sinatra recorded the last of 90 recordings with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Also in 1956, you'll love this, Carl, the phrase, In God We Trust, was adopted as the U.S. national motto. Those were the days.
I do like it. It's just, you know, it infringes on people's on right to be non-believers, of course. I mean, this is according to the non-believers. And yeah, you know what? In God we trust. Nah.
Oh, and you know, when we go to, let's say, for instance, Tobacco and Brew, where they sell lotto cards and lottery and Powerball and they get a lot of activity there. You go to a gas station or wherever and you see that and you think, oh boy, wouldn't that just be wonderful? Well, truly in 1998, a world record Powerball jackpot of $295 million was won by a group of 13 machinists that worked together in Westerville, Ohio. The group decided to cash the option and received a lump sum of $161.5 million. It does happen.
So about $10 million a piece.
Well, you know, you go together with your buds. Well,
you know, you talk about prayer. Yes. You know, when you question prayer, ask children in school when a big test comes up. And or two, if you're scratching off the numbers on your lotto card, you get four in a row. The prayers start going up. Do you pray, Bob, when it comes to lottos?
Or
do
you save it
for bigger things?
For bigger things, yes.
Okay. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here.
Or for microphones to be on, you know.
Yeah, we pray that the microphones get turned on in the morning now. Gotcha, Bob.
This is Carl and Linda Bob. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Send Linda an email. Just say good morning to her. Tell her that she's looking lovely this morning. Yeah. At Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Should we put a little cameras in here?
You know, one of the ways that President Obama has decided to raise money. Now, I mean, there's lots of things besides. I mean, there's a chance he could have his daughters out on Pennsylvania Avenue selling lemonade for, you know, like $100 a cup or something like that. I mean, they're cute kids, they're bright, and they can be selling lemonade like many other children do. But, you know, after careful deliberation with Michelle on this, Obama has decided to make it easier for us to sell weapons to the rest of the world. That's right. Even though we've got 30% of the market, they have started modifying export control regulations in hope of enlarging the U.S. market share. So, they've put new language in the Iran sanctions bill, and his aides are now compiling the munitions list, which regulates the sale of military items. India wants about 126 fighter jets. Let's see. They want fighter jets, they want air transport, they want it all. Anyway, he wants to double U.S. exports by 2015. Let's get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, President. Oh, as long as we can sell weapons, it's okay. Now, yesterday I went up to Hayfork, and there's all types of things in the paper, so it kind of ties into this thing. And we're not going to do a complete report on Hayfork. I was driven around by Roger Yeager, who is one of the county supervisors, who has the city of Hayfork in there. My friends, I am not exaggerating when I say this. You can stand in the middle of Hayfork. You can tee up a golf ball and take your three wood and hit in several directions, and that ball will land in a cultivated marijuana patch. I shouldn't even say patch. They're fields. They go beyond patches. I think a patch is like six plants. You drive into Hayfork. You see it growing along the road about behind houses. You drive through Hayfork. Everything, and I'm just saying in Hayfork being inside the fire and the water district there. New fencing going up. Thousands of plants going up. Even the people that lived there before that grew a little bit are now expanding their operations because, as they say, well, these other people are doing it. Why not us? During a trip there, it was, just driving around. I mean, on all parts of Hayfork, it was just seeing the different things. And then I have photos, too, that we brought back. And the idea is that they have taken this land, especially up in Trinity Pines, and clear-cut it. They've clear-cut the land. They put RVs on it. They then plant the marijuana. They, in many cases, they steal the water. They bring the water in. They put pesticides on it. They're on the sides of the hills. It runs down the hills. It's destroying the watersheds. It's getting pesticides in the water. It's not doing anything for the environment except destroying it. And what's happened? Well, the only thing that's happened, and this is after weeks and months of people screaming up there, they had county, state, and federal officers went into Trinity Pines, and they gave them citations. Oh, for having an RV on the property, you know, not having the permits. They do these things without permits. But it is incredible what's happening to that community. I sat in a lady's home yesterday, and she cried that this is not the Hay Fork that she moved to for the solitude and the peacefulness. And she pointed at the marijuana fields that were now surrounding her house. She said, how can I even move if somebody drives in or wants to buy my house? What can I tell them? They turn around, they see all of these. They see the number of patches that are here. They see all of this. And what does that mean? It means that people do not want to live there. And this is spreading out. It's not only there, but it's in Diamond Bar, Lewiston, Douglas City, Salt Flat. And the country, and the only people that are there to stand up to them is the county government. Well, why hasn't the county government done something? The sheriff doesn't go out there. In the city, the supervisors, one brings up things, doesn't seem to ever pass in the vote. But if you went out there and looked at it, you would say it looks like strip mining out there in Trinity Pines. Strip mining. Except if a large company, say like Knopf or any company, went up and did the exact same things that the marijuana growers are doing, the environmentalists would be over them, all over them. The feds would be all over them, and the state would be all over them. It's not happening. And they're destroying a way of life. As one of them said in a, and this is a quote, as one of them said in a grocery store, when somebody asked, Mo, are you moving into our community? Oh, no, no. We grow, blow, and don't do snow. Well, we're going to do a follow-up story on this here next week when we get a few more people involved. But I just wanted to give you a quick report from Hay Fork, and because it's worse than you could possibly imagine. And as a supervisor said, oh, and it's heading for a neighborhood near you. We got to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:24 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or write to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com. She's always getting emails.
Do you know what song that was?
I have no idea.
That is one of those songs that I don't care where I am, it takes
you start
me
dancing?
It's the Pointer Sisters.
The Boiner?
The Pointer.
What's a boiner? You know
it's
what a boiner
the pointer.
Is?
Pointer. It's the Pointer Sisters,
and
they.
Speaking of pointing. Okay, I'm sorry.
Speaking of pointing, I want to talk about a pointer, like the doggy park.
Okay.
Remember, I told you I was going to, you know, put it out there that the Benton Dog Park tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Those of you who use the dog park, this is your chance to give back tomorrow at 8 a.m. Just from 8 to 9. Bring a wheelbarrow, shovel, you know, gloves. It's a cleanup. And we go up there and we tidy it up and put the bags around, you know, where they should be, and scoop the poop and move things around and make it clean. And we need to do that. So I'm on the board, and I'm asking you that if you are listening and you use the doggy park, come out tomorrow morning and, you know, just help us.
Help out.
Speaking of pointing, what?
Well, I said appointing.
Well, okay.
The Tea Party Patriots were out, among other people. They are not all Tea Party Patriots. They're out there yesterday, in the Macy's parking lot, on Dana and Hilltop Drive in support of the Arizona law to curb illegal immigration, to curb the misplaced foreign travelers, to curb those who come to our country illegally, that if we went to their country and demanded the same things, they would throw us in jail, laugh at us, and then kick us out. However, thanks to Susan Bolton, a Clinton court appointee, she gutted it. She said, oh, no, we have no problem here. And, of course, the feds will take care of this, which, of course, the feds have not taken care of. So, you know, there seems to be two things that keep arising around here that it's causing so much consternation, so many problems in our country, and in California specifically, is the fact that the feds have refused to do anything about the immigration problem, refused to do anything. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Well, I guess we could go back a few years, and even though Bush tried and got slapped down, but thank you, Mr. Obama, for not even trying. And you're not even, and then you're not doing anything about the sanctuary cities, where we're just sucking them right in there so they can suck away at the taxes we pay. And this marijuana problem, the medical marijuana problem. I don't care if you use medical marijuana. I urge people that need it to use it. What's happening? What's happening when there are no laws? It infringes on the rights of others. What gives people a right to destroy other people's lives in the quest for money? I mean, everybody out there, you know, all my friends that may be somewhat more liberal than I am say that. You know, oh, it's big business doing this. Oh, we've got to curtail big business. Why don't we curtail unrestricted marijuana growth? You tell me people aren't making money? I can't even tell you the number of stories people come in and say, these people pay for cars. They pay for everything they have in cash. Oh, not too many people pay in cash anymore, unless you go to, like, McDonald's. And even now, you can swipe your card there. So, anyway, two things. And I'm sure that there's going to be all types of hate comments in the Record Searchlight about the patriots out there, Tea Party patriots, saying is that they stand up for the law in Arizona. You know, if anybody was out there listening this morning, why don't you give us a call and tell us, you know, tell us what people did when they went by. If you were being supported, if you were getting waved at with only part of somebody's hand, or anything like that. Well, there's just, you know, there's a lot of things going on today. You know, also, you know, in the Record Searchlight, and other things we've been talking about with people on the front page. We're talking about the police unions voted down the city council's offer. That is, you know, they take their pay raise, they put it in their health care. But you have to extend the contract for a year. The city council says, hey, we'll accept that. That saves four officers on the street. But we are not going to extend the contract a year. So we kind of, there's no big surprise about that. So now here we are. We're going to be losing four officers in December. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You are listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. 68 degrees right now. Time is 7:34. Are you just joining us? Good morning.
July 30th.
Uh-huh. If you write checks like I do, you've got to put 7 on the date, all right? So I know we're kind of jumping over to 8. But, you know, we just want to enjoy every single moment that we have. And we have just a few days left with this wonderful, I call him a gentleman, somebody who has been such a wonderful addition to the North State. And right now, before we go to introduce him, I have to go to the phones with somebody else who is working my body hard, honey. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're talking about great additions to the North State, and you certainly are. So, Amy.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Amy is a trainer at Adamson's Peak Performance. And, Amy, what is our tip for the week?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you guys, how did you sleep last night?
I slept pretty good.
Well, good. You know, in the training world, most of us know how important sleep is for recovery. But a lot of people don't realize that if you sleep more, you may just eat less also. So there's a couple things I just wanted to kind of bring to light. There was a couple of articles in the American Journal of Nutrition that showed that when people were put on two different studies, one was a 4 hours of sleep and one was 8 hours of sleep, the people who only slept 4 hours ended up eating 22% more calories each day, and they reported being more hungry before each of their meals. And another study happened to show that the people who only slept those 4 hours were higher with insulin resistance. And I don't know if people are aware, but when you get the insulin resistance, that could lead to heart disease, diabetes, and possibly cancer. So sleep is absolutely important. Most adults need 7 to 8 hours a night, and children, well, they need about 9 to 10 hours. And there was another thing that I think is really interesting. When sleep has been limited, there's another study that showed that there's a substance that we make called ghrelin, and it actually is our indicator that says you're hungry. And when you have less sleep, that little indicator, that little hormone, makes you feel that you're more hungry. When you get more sleep, you get higher levels of leptin. I didn't get enough sleep. Of leptin. And leptin makes you feel more full. So all these changes in your leptin and your ghrelin and your insulin, these can be things that can lead to higher blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. So sleep is not just important for recovery of those muscles, but also nutritionally very important so that you make sure that your body is ready to eat when it needs to eat, not overeating.
Well, that's what we love when you call in and you give us a tip, because many times we just soldier through the day, if you know what I mean. And we think, you know, we stay up late, we're working all the time, meeting deadlines, and before you know it, we are, we've not gotten that a correct amount of sleep. Now, Amy is you specialize in diabetes, haven't you? You have a degree in, share that with
in
us.
Nutrition.
In nutrition and something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm a certified personal trainer, and I have a bachelor's degree in nutrition and food sciences.
Great. So, you know, Amy's at Adamson's Peak Performance. She has a wealth of information, and I feel really blessed that I get to work with you.
Aw, you're a sweetheart.
All right. Well, listen, we got to take a break. Thanks, and have a great weekend, Amy.
Oh, you guys, too. Get some sleep.
Well, we will, but right now we're very much awake. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and somebody very special is in the studio, and you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Freaky, home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:43 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right on Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. Been serving local customers here since 1985. They're your Dish Network people. Home Theater Systems, Around Sound. Doug Tooley is the owner. Gives great service out there. He guarantees his work. Veteran of the 82nd Airborne. His phone number is 244-1988. If you want some work done around your house, and it has to do with sound systems, and it has to do with home theater, or just at Dish TV, you go see Doug Tooley.
Well, it is the time, and we feel very fortunate that we're kind of saying farewell, and I'm sure you're going to come back, but let's just all do a big applause and thank you so much for the service that you've done for this community, and your kindness, Orville Thomas.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on one last day.
Yeah, and so you leave tomorrow.
I leave tomorrow. Tomorrow I will have my truck packed up, and I will make the reverse drive of 3.5 years ago and go down I-5.
So 3.5 years ago you came to Reading.
3.5 years ago, didn't know anything about Reading. Didn't know where it was. I got a call saying, we have a job opening for you. I was in San Francisco finishing school. And I thought Reading was by Lake Tahoe. I just heard Mount Shasta, and I put two and two together. Chico State, I knew, was close to Sacramento. I've never been up here. And I remember making the drive, and, you know, coming from San Francisco, you go 80.
Yes.
And so I'm heading towards Sacramento, like I think is normal, and then all of a sudden, there's a Reading turnoff for 505. And take it, and I'm heading north. And I just keep heading north, and...
You see cows and open pastures.
Cows, open pastures, and 3 hours later, I finally found out where Redding was, and it was nowhere near Lake Tahoe. I'll tell you that.
So you have Mount Shasta and Lake Shasta, but okay, so then you're here, and you're thinking, did you dive right into work?
I came 1 week before I was supposed to start. I came to find a house, so I found an apartment. Unfortunately, my uncle had passed away, so I was flying out to Toronto the next day. Found an apartment, got to visit the TV station and meet people and said, okay, that's where I'll live. I'll see you guys next week. So I went home, packed up, and then drove up one day.
My gosh. Okay, so now tomorrow, after this 3.5 years, and you've been very involved and planted into the North State, I think you're on a few boards, which is going to, kind of keep you with some ties here.
Mm-hmm.
You just did this incredible dancing night for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, you were there. You witnessed it.
Oh, yes. You did a great job.
And by the way, it was not. It was much better than that one judge said.
Well, it was two judges. I got sevens from two judges.
I was trying to pump you up a little bit, Orville, okay?
get me all riled up when we start talking about those scores.
Yeah, but
first
remember what Linda did?
Yeah.
She looked at him and said, I do not agree.
Thank you. I know where the love came from that day.
But, you know, what Linda's saying is so true.
And that got you out of bed this morning.
Exactly.
You've been doing things in the community. You've been a part of the community. You've been in there for fundraisers. You've been there to help other people, to help business here in town. You've done a number of things. One of the, and I need to say this to our friends and our listeners out there, is that people know who the Patriot Guard Riders are. They started because of a cult church out of Kansas, Westboro Baptist, I think is the name of it, who would go to funerals and protest and say these horrible things to the families of Marines and soldiers who had died in combat. I mean, just horrible things with signs, you know, your son burns in hell. Patriot Guard Rider started because of that, to shield the families from it. Move forward years, and we had that terrible tragedy where we had the 11 firefighters killed in the helicopter crash, and they were having a memorial service for them up in, I think, well,
Junction City.
Junction City, right. Junction City. Westboro shows up. And they had him across the road. And in between the service and the road in Westboro were Patriot Guard Riders standing there with their flags flying. Now, I guess you could call the, and Orville came out to cover it for Channel 7, as did the Record Searchlight. I guess you could say that this is a newsworthy event to have something like this because it's covered everywhere else. That evening, you would not have seen anything except that memorial service. Orville chose to focus on that, and as did the Record Searchlight. And not one word was said about these idiots that were across the road. And, you know, I know what people say about news. I know about if it bleeds, it leads, that kind of thing. But in this case, Orville, I applaud you for looking at what was important in that story and not what was, you know, gratuitous excitement from these idiots on the other side.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to work at the station, and that they let us do that. A lot of stations will pressure us to say, oh, you know, if it's exciting out there, get everything. But KRCR is so in touch with what the community cares about, and they didn't pressure me at all to say, hey, get some video of those people, and we're going to run it just to sensationalize it. Just because they're there, we want to put it on. You know, so we chose to cover what was important. The community wanted to know about this firefighter or these 11 firefighters and the memorial that was being given to them. And they didn't care about, you know, the people that are coming out. They cared more about what was being done that day to honor 11 people who gave their lives to help us when times were tough. We were going through fires and they did the ultimate, you know, sacrifice. They ran up there knowing that their lives are on the line every day. And unfortunately, they weren't able to survive, and Junction City gave them just the greatest memorial. And we didn't want to lessen that in any way by giving these cult fanatics who are screaming the most horrible obscenities and the most horrible signs out there any time of day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, our guest this morning is Orville Thomas, and we are giving him hugs and kudos as he leaves the North State. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And Orville, maybe you can tell us where you're going, what you're doing. And another question I have to ask you. This is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of New Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in cigar humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's has that icy coffee. It's when it gets hot and it's supposed to be up to 98 today. I mean, it's not in the triple digits. So, but they have that there. The girls there can fix like 40 different types of coffee, 150 different ways, which means it's so far beyond anything I can add up at this point. They also have meeting rooms there that you could want to use or just sit down and enjoy it. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 70 degrees. It's going to be high today of 96. And our guest this morning, and we are saying farewell and wish him the best, is Orville Thomas. If you have an email or you want to send a note real fast, you can email me, Linda at KCNR 1460 for Orville, while we have you here before our 8 o'clock break. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for putting your heart and soul into the North State.
Well, thank you guys for having me, and thank you, community. Thank you, North State community, for having me. You guys watched me for 3 years now.
Now, where are you going?
I am going to go and hopefully get into grad school for public policy at Cal Berkeley. Go Bears.
Okay, so when you, public policy, tell us what that is.
Public policy is an analysis, I guess, of what government tries to do. You know, if they're coming up with policies and referendums or laws, I would be looking at it and dissecting it and hopefully putting it back on the news and helping everyone understand a clearer way of what's going on with government.
It would be great if the people in government could understand what's going on in government.
It'd be great if the people in government could tell us what's going on in government. But, you know, everyone has their agenda and everyone's playing the game. But, you know, I figure if I get this degree, then I could really aid people and come back to news and have that much more of a background in it.
Okay.
Berkeley, huh? I don't know, Orville. You've just never struck me as being a Berkeley kind of guy.
You know, I went to school in San Francisco, so it's close enough.
Yeah. Okay. No, Berkeley has some good things. Fast forward 5 years, if you could share with us a visual of what you would really, how you would like to see your life.
Fast forward 5 years, I would be 31, going into my 30s right there. And what I would want to do is have a Sunday news talk show. You know, bring politicians on, kind of like a Meet the Press.
Great.
And just let them tell us not only about what's going on in government, but a lot of who they are in general. Like, we don't really know our politicians anymore. And I think that hurts us as a community. We want to know them. We want to really have some kind of background on what they do, who they are. And that way, when we talk to them and when we email them, and, you know, it's so much easier to talk to them on these platforms, we have that understanding. Right now, they're just the people who are in Sacramento, the people who are in Washington. But hopefully, if I get this talk show, we would know a little bit more about them. And we could ask them the questions, like, why aren't you voting to keep unemployment benefits going on? What is it that is there in that bill that you don't think is good for America?
Right.
That's good for you and I, Joe Citizen.
Kind of like a Charlie Rose.
Exactly.
I love that show. Charlie Rose, Tim Russert,
you know, all those.
They get down to it.
Get down to it and just ask them the questions that need to be asked, that the community asks every day. You know, you and I and Carl, we all hear the questions, and they come to us because we're media personalities, and sometimes we don't have the answers, so it would be nice to ask the politician that question for everyone else.
And, well, and sometimes we have to ask the question three or four different ways, and sometimes we still don't get the answer.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. I mean, you know, we're like blowing the wind underneath your wings as you fly and grow. And it's just fascinating. Thank you for, you know, being so responsible in the world. And, you know, we just, kudos to you. And I know you're going to keep one toe in the water here in Reading because you're on what boards?
Well, I am trying to get on the boards for the library. And, you know, we're talking about Make-A-Wish. And I'm obviously very involved with the Women's Refuge. And we're part of 20s, 30s service organization where a bunch of us in the community in our 20s and 30s really go out there and try to build playgrounds, help kids. So I'll be around
Worked their beer booth last night.
Worked the beer booth at Market Fest last night, and I still woke up this morning. That itself is a feat.
You're very coherent.
We're going to see you walk a mile next year?
You're going to see me walk a mile. I have a standing bet with Les Baugh of who could raise the most money. You know, Les kind of gets me every year on the money. So this year, I'm going to try to get over $1,000. So if you're out there and you're thinking of who to support for Walk a Mile, I look good in heels. Everyone's seen it.
Especially in your cheetah.
And your blonde wig.
In my cheetah lookalike.
Your blonde wig that was hanging to one side.
It had a rough night the night before, that blonde wig did, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that pink dress was okay.
You might have to do something about the hair
and the legs. But,
you know. That's what Les and I were talking about. I said, for donations, I will let someone shave my legs. I will let someone wax a little portion of it. I will go through the pain. Because it is worth it, and if I could beat Les in fundraising 1 year, only 1 year, and make him wear a silly outfit like a cheetah wig, then that would be
well. I mean, there were guys last year who painted their toenails, so I think you should have a toenail painting party.
We could have like a guy slumber party, you know, and we could have the girls come over really quickly and give us all like pedicures, manicures. Facials. We'll look good.
I guess it's a good thing you're heading south there. Oh, you know what? You're getting in the mood right now.
Everyone's excited. Moving back
to the Bay Area.
We totally get it. Hey, listen, again, Orville, congratulations, and thank you so much for being such an integral part, a positive, enthusiastic, and you've given... You're such... Oh, and I also want to say, we really commend your mom and dad. We don't know who they are, but we know who they are because of what they've produced in a fine young man. And they must be very proud, as we are, to know you and wish you well in your future.
Well, thank you guys. You guys have been so amazing to me ever since we've had our chances to run into each other. And I see you guys at fundraisers, so keep doing what you're doing and keep being out there on the radio and tell everyone the good news.
Oh, just listen to us sometimes when they're in call-in. We stream down to San Francisco, I think.
Streaming.
Okay. All right. Hey, Orville, thank you so much. Now, our next hour, we're going to have one of our newest show hosts, if not the newest show host, Donnie Greenberg's going to join us, and we're going to be discussing what's going on with her show and a few other things that are happening around town. The number of people that are in... wait a minute. Before we go...
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones real quick. We got like 5 seconds.
You're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to say congrats, Orville. You have a good time in down south in Berkeley. Go Bears. And unfortunately, we've been losing one of the more talented newscasters we've had around here in a number of years. But you take it easy, bud, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Cam.
Hey, you bet, man. Go Bears, and we will see you soon and have good travels.
That's Cameron Middleton. Okay, thanks a lot, Cameron. Okay, Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our next hour will be Donnie Greenberg. Join us after these messages. That's KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. It's 8:06 in the morning. Good morning. While we were on the break, we had a couple of emails come that rolled in. The first one said, some of the lumber companies clear-cut the land. And the difference between that and marijuana is, I don't really see that big a thing. Well, I think if somebody's clear-cutting the land, that there's got to be... there's been provisions made, that there's been permits for this. From what I understand, up in Hay Fork and up there in Trinity Pines, there's been no permits made. There was nothing that said they could cut the trees like that, bring in the pesticides and the water and wash the earth down into the streams along with the pesticides. There's a big difference. And our other email said that, you can do one of two things with it. You can tax it. You can give it to the bigger companies, or that you can have the feds actually do something about it. So there are a number of things that need to be done up in the city or the county of Trinity, because it's spreading throughout the county. It's having an impact on the county, and there's nothing they can do about it. Nobody's helping them. They had, the state and feds just came out and gave some citations. But it's literally ruining the, you know, people's lives up there. And I don't care if, again, I don't, you know, if you need medical marijuana, then I support that for you. We've had friends that had it. It's got nothing to do with the medical marijuana people using that. It's all the other marijuana that's being grown under the guise of the 215 and the 420. I mean, it's that where people are making, you know what, if each one of those plants, what I was told yesterday, and I could be wrong, there may be experts out there that say that a marijuana plant or a pound of marijuana in New York is $9,000. So that's on the street. So if each one of these plants, and they look pretty healthy because, you know, you could see them everywhere. So it wasn't like you had to, like, you know, recon your way down and look at them because they're just right there. They all look pretty healthy. They said they can get like 3 pounds of marijuana, of the smokable kind, off each plant. Well, you have 3 pounds off of, 200 plants. At even at retail price of, say, let's just say $3,000 a pound, that's a lot of money. So, I mean, I understand what's happening. You know, when they say there's gold in them thar hills, well, it's really, it's green gold in them thar hills. But it's impacting on the other people because the people that are growing, like they said, we grow, we blow, we don't do snow. They're just up there strictly for the money. They're not adding anything to the community. And, you know, when, and so, I mean, they're there. They don't, you know, they don't help with the library. They don't help with the schools. They don't do anything. They're spending some money. I tell you what, if you had the lumber business for making fences, you're making money because they're putting fences up everywhere around there. If you had, like, say, couplers for pipes for irrigation, you're making money. But they're not going along with it. I mean, there was a law that you can only have an RV on property for 30 days, and now they're trying to extend it out to 6 months. What's that mean? So now you've got somebody with an RV that has no sewage capability or nothing or anything, and they're dumping it out there. Again, it's impacting on the people out there. So it's, and nobody seems to care.
Okay, so what's the solution?
Well, the solution is this: the first thing you do is you zone them out of neighborhoods. If people are living in their neighborhoods, you zone the growth of the, you know, these plantations out. We're not talking, your 6 or 12 plants. You're talking hundreds of plants all around. All of a sudden, they're just popping up on the land there. So you zone them out of the places where people live in the suburbs. You push them out into the county.
Literally like a pot farm at, say, Zone 6. Well, you can only grow pot in Zone 6. So yeah. Then that property becomes...
Right.
And
then if you want to have an RV on your site... And you don't want to put up a permanent residence? Fine, that's going to cost you $10,000 a month. And you go, whoa, $10,000 a month? Well, let me tell you, they're sitting on millions of dollars
that's
worth of product, right? So $10,000 a month, and you can keep it there. And the other thing too is what they're talking about is if everybody has got all these recommendations, which means you can grow this many plants, where are the recommendations? Why doesn't somebody come in there and take? Okay, this recommendation says this person can have 20 plants. Okay, let's go out there and count the 20 plants. Okay, there's your 20. All right, and here's your 40, and here's your 10, and here's your 50. What are these other 2,000 plants? I mean, this is what they're talking about. It's a losing battle, though. It's a losing battle unless the county gets into it. The county is their first line of defense. The sheriff is doing nothing. And you have to ask yourself a question. Why is that? Got to take a break here. We're going to get into this next Friday because we have people that are coming back into town. People give us a little chance to do more research, talk to a few more people. We're going to talk about what's happening up in Trinity County because what's happening in Trinity County is working its way down. I guarantee you. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join us.
74 degrees. It's going to be a high today of 96. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
It's
Friday night, tonight. We're going to be out there. Rick Hill will be doing music. his wonderful guitar playing. And if you have not been out to Anselmo, 474-5546, make your reservations. Ask to be in the music room, or, you know, just come on out and have beautiful wine and food under the stars.
Yeah, because it fills up quick there. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's Friday, my friends, my male friends. It's time to get your hair cut. So where do you get it at? Go down to Athens Avenue, Cypress Square, go into the Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. It's a great place to hang out. I mean, because there's, you know, there's a line there. So that's okay, because you get to sit there and read the magazines, listen to that man talk. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. They know how to cut hair. They shave around your ears, down your neck. Yeah. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
We have been looking forward to having our next guest on to close our week. And really, as we close our week, it's the beginning of something for you. Good morning, Donnie Greenberg.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. You're always smiling, and you're just, every time I see you, it's just gets better.
Yeah. Well, that's the right direction to go in, right? Well, that beats the alternative, right?
It sure does. I mean, you can either be bad or you can be good.
Right.
We choose to be good.
Well, News Cafe is just growing leaps and bounds, and you said you have 50?
We have 50 contributing writers on a News Cafe.
50 contributing writers.
Right, and that's not counting the journalists who are paid on staff writers, and a cartoonist, and photographers, and it's just like a real paper, except without killing trees, and we're independently owned, and we don't have to send our money to, say, Cincinnati, or so it's just we're having a lot of fun.
So you get to call the shots.
Yeah, but I never wanted to do that. I just wanted to be a writer, so that's weird for me. Yeah, I'm a consensus builder kind of person, so, yeah.
All right.
But I guess, yeah, you're right, I do.
Well, this Sunday, is the first day of August in the year 2000.
I know.
And would you have ever, 2010, would you have ever thought that you would be doing your own show?
No. No, I'm a print person, I'm a writer, but, you know, I am the daughter of a radio broadcaster.
That's right.
Yeah, and soon, I think I mentioned last time, that I'll be changing my name because I'm going through a divorce, so I'll take my maiden name back, which is Chamberlain, so it'll be Donnie Chamberlain. My dad was Don Chamberlain, so I'm just following in his footsteps.
Wow, so
yeah.
When you kick off on Sunday, your show, and again, I think we said at the break you're putting a word out.
Oh, well, on you mean about...
what you're going to call the show.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is this is kind of how I do things anyway, is I want to involve listeners, I almost call them readers, maybe readers who are listeners,
right?
Into the process of helping me pick out a name. I mean, you know, it's like I have this criteria. I want, like, two words. I want it to somehow reflect online, on air. I thought about the coffee hour, but I don't want it to be like people thinking it's about coffee, because sometimes people can be literal. So I'm going to have listeners help me come up with a name.
And you will be going by Donnie Chamberlain.
Well, not yet. Not until about 5 months.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking you were going to start the show.
I thought it was going to be a radio name.
That's okay. Right.
Well, I have
like
radio
it.
Names.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that to begin with. But.
Now, your father was in radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And as well, did you hang around?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the studio with him?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll share that with
us. Well, when I was a kid, he started in Reading. Well, he was in Honolulu first. That's where I was born. But he was a DJ, and then he moved to Reading in 1962. And he started working for KVIP when it was a secular station. I think it stood for K, very important persons, you know. And he had a radio talk show called Coffee Break, ironically enough. But anyway, he later went on to San Francisco and had the first radio sex talk show for women.
Wow.
Yep. It was groundbreaking. And I was mortified. I was like 15. Like, oh, my God.
Do you still have some of those recordings?
I have them all on little cassette tapes.
You're going to need to bring them in.
Oh,
my God.
You've got to play some
excerpts.
I don't know.
I think the FCC wouldn't allow it now. I don't know. I think things are a little tighter.
Let's just listen to it.
Do you want the one about where's the most interesting place you've ever made love, and there's, you know, women in beds of Jello, and, I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
We're still okay there.
Okay.
It's if you start describing.
Yeah,
well, we'll have to edit.
How fast did the Jello move?
Yeah,
I guess
right.
It might be a little too. But
all I can think of is a shower would be in an order eventually.
I guess that would be tough for a 15-year-old girl. Well, what's your dad do? Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Well, you know what? There you were. You were kind of obviously you've lived, your father was a man who was cutting edge,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, that's a norm. So, you know, here you are, and your work is not controversial, but there are some controversial things
sure.
inside of, in the body of Anu's Cafe.
Oh, sure. And did you know, we're going to, speaking of sex, we're going to be getting our first sex columnist, Nancy Sutton Pierce.
I heard.
I am very excited. And we're also going to be having a new column by a young man named Joshua Corbelli, who's going to be writing about a young guy's perspective to relationships.
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
You know, like, what is he, 20-something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know him? He's one of our contributing writers. He's a great guy. He's handsome. He's smart. He's sensitive. He's strong. He's studly, you know, and he's got it together, I think.
Well, you know, I remember reading Men's Journal. And I really like Men's Journal, and I like to read Men's mm-hmm. Journal because it really gives an insight for women.
And the pictures, right?
Well, yeah. But really, some of the articles in there are really mm-hmm. great to hear about, you know, how what men think.
Right, because we don't think the same.
No.
You may have noticed.
Yeah. Oh, well, it sounds like we've got some spicy, juicy, wonderful things. We've got to take a break on that note. Currently 74 degrees. It's going to be 96 today. It's 8:20. You are listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back. Good morning. Yeah, we know you guys. It's Friday. How are you feeling? It's Friday. 605-4567. That's the hotline here in the station. It's 8:23 in the morning. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here. And we are calling this now the home of Free Fire Media. Yep. And in the studio this morning is one of our favorite people, somebody who just is constantly going, growing, making a difference, and I think that's the biggest, exciting, most of when you look at a person or you feel a person, it's like when you contribute as much as you do, Donnie Chamberlain Greenberg.
Right. Thank
soon
you.
To be just Donnie
you
Chamberlain.
Too. Yeah. Coming soon.
Yeah, you are just constantly growing and, you know, doing. What are you doing?
We have Charles on the line with a suggestion.
Okay. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to suggest a name for the show.
Hey!
Yay! What?
Sunday Brunch.
That Sunday brunch. Has a nice ring to it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Coffee Break, uh-huh. News Cafe, and now uh-huh. Sunday Brunch. It seems to fit.
I like that. And that's right at 11 o'clock, so that would fit.
Exactly. That's during the Sunday brunch time period anyhow.
That's perfect.
People can listen while they're having Sunday brunch.
Okay, I'm taking that under advisement.
All right, thank you
very
Charles,
much.
Charles, you have a creative side to you, don't you?
He does.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Charles has been a wonderful listener. And he emails. He's very articulate. Mm-hmm. Emails. When we were ringing the bell at Christmas time, he came by. He was, you know, when we told him where we were, and he was, you know, always been generous with donations. Just being there is another guy that's very present all
that's
the time
nice.
With our community.
Very involved. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, we did get another phone call. It kind of changes a little bit. Something we were talking about before, that a gent named Gator called, and he said up in Oak Run, the growers in the area up there have been expanding for the past 2 years, marijuana growers, and that violence is on the upswing, which is, and one thing we did not talk about, we'll talk about, you know, next Friday, is what goes on when you grow all this, and there's all this money out there. Anyway, Donnie, Sunday brunch?
Yes, that sounds good.
Well,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a good...
Maybe sometime we could do a real Sunday brunch. Wouldn't that be fun?
To do that.
Yeah.
Like, will you cook on the air?
Or something, or have like a gathering, I don't know.
Yeah, because...
Just seems like it would be a...
Do a remote.
Sure.
Get everybody on.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, bring in your favorite brunch items, and
right.
then people can come by, and while you're on the air, they can munch outside.
Right.
Love it.
I'm sure the health department would have something to say about that. But
sure. Well,
yeah. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. Nervous, excited.
Well, we're opening our Sunday show, so it's a big growth for us, too, and we'll be here Sunday. We kick off with Around the House. Carl is changing his hours. Carl Hawkins from Around the House from 8 to 10, and then we have, of course, Doug Craig. And then you close off the day I mean, as far as our live programming, with I like Sunday brunch, but you go where you go. You know.
No, that's good. Well, that's our only suggestion so far, so Charles may be, you know, he may be the guy.
Give us a call, 605-4567. Let us know what you think. I had an email that came in. I've been waiting for the perfect time to read it. It's one of those, you know how you get these, pass it forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is from a girlfriend of mine we were in the Gold Diggers together. And I just quickly, Jennifer's wedding day was fast approaching. Nothing could dampen her excitement, not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother had found the perfect dress to wear and would be the best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Jennifer was horrified to learn that her father's new young wife had bought the exact same dress as her mother. Jennifer asked her father's new young wife to exchange it, but she refused. Absolutely not. I'll look like $1 million in this dress, and I'm wearing it. So Jennifer told her mother, who graciously said, "Never mind, sweetheart, I'll get another dress. After all, it's your special day." A few days later, they went shopping, and they did find another gorgeous dress. And when they stopped for lunch, Jennifer asked her mother, "Aren't you going to return the other dress? You really don't have another occasion where you could wear it." Her mother just smiled and replied, "Of course I do, dear. I'm wearing it to the dress rehearsal the night before the wedding."
Oh, that's so catty.
It's
so good.
I love it. There's nothing better than getting even.
You know, isn't it funny? Guys wouldn't care.
You know, guys could show up wearing the same clothes, and we'd become best friends.
It's called a tuxedo. Yeah, you guys have set.
We could show up wearing blue jeans and the same. Well, I tell you what, Rick Hill and I always show up. We always somehow end up, and Rick Goyne end up wearing blue jeans, black shirts. And we're all really good friends, but it doesn't bother us. I don't know why.
No, in fact, you go, "Hey, you're cool like me."
Yeah. There you go. See, that's what I said.
I'm
you
cool,
just show
you're
up,
cool.
Show up the same clothes. Guys think, "Hey, that guy's cool. We're best friends." Other things guys can do that I think are great is that we can ride down the road 3 hours without saying a word to each other, without having each other think that they're mad at each other. No, because we're just being quiet, right? Yeah, we can sit there.
Would you ever hear a guy go, "What are you thinking?"
No, I haven't heard that in a long time. I don't think I've ever heard that. You know, there's 100 reasons why it's great to be a guy. And, you know, I've got that written down someplace. But there are a lot of reasons why it's great to be a guy. And if you're out there, if you can think of a reason why it's great to be a guy, just call me. Call Carl at 605-4567 and
say... You sound like you need a reminder.
And say, "Hey, it's good to be a guy because you get shaved behind your ears and down your neck when you get a haircut. And it doesn't take you 3 hours. It takes you 10 to 15 minutes, you sit there, you get up, you walk out, kind of brush the hair off the side of your side.
Do we have a caller on the line? We just don't have time? Just quickly. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Linda, Carl.
Hi, Kim.
And hi, Kim.
I'd like to wish my cousin, Danny.
Cousin. My Korean cousin.
I love it.
Thank you.
And I wish the best, Danny.
Thank you.
Super.
And when you have a brunch, a real live one, I come and help you.
Oh, that's a deal. That's a deal.
Okay.
All right, Kim, thank you so much.
We got to take
a break.
Thank
you. You too.
We're going to take a break for Fox News. This is Carl and Linda Bott, home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's going to be 98 today, so if you want to go in there and get that icy drink from Espresso Joe's, located in Tobacco and Brew, or stop by into the finest walk-in humidor in the state, pick out that perfect cigar for this weekend, for that evening, when you finish up at listening to the music at Anselmo's. Joe and Shelley are great Americans, support this community in so many endeavors. So go to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Donnie Greenberg.
Hi.
Donnie Greenberg.
Yay.
Who's starting the show this Sunday, August 1st, 11 to 12.
That's right.
Right here on KCNR. And you've got an inexhaustible supply of guests.
I'm so lucky that way. I'm so lucky.
So tell us about the show, which way you'd like to go.
Well, I think the show will be sort of like when I think about writing an article, and I am always interested in ordinary people who do extraordinary things or have extraordinary knowledge or expertise. And so we have more than 50 community writers on our site, And so I can bring in people who write about dog training, how to housebreak your dog, or gardening, or fitness, or, you know, home repair, or like even my twin who writes on the site, she's an interior redesigner. And another sister writes about bees. She lives in Napa Valley. But, I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. I mean, really, it would never run out. And so I am so proud of the people who write on our site, and I'm so grateful. And so this is a way to showcase them. Many of them are business people, and so it gives them a chance to talk about who they are and what they do. And it's just one other level of exposure to let the community know more about these great people. And also the journalists, too. I'd like to have Jim Dyer on and Paul Shigley and maybe our managing editor, Kimberly Ross, and Phil Fountain will be my first guest, and he's got a special cartoon coming up for Sunday just about this show. And I've given him total, I said, go ahead, make fun of me. I don't care. I can take it. Go for it, which is his favorite thing to do.
So it's going to be on A News Cafe Sunday,
yes.
The day you kick off show.
Yeah, he has this cartoon every Sunday, so he's just, you know, sharpening his pencil, and, you know, he's excited.
Ew.
And I don't know what it is yet.
Dissect me.
Yeah, go for it. And but very prominent will be the call-in number. I gave that to him.
It's 605-4567.
Yeah. Okay. That is the right number, right? That isn't like...
No, that's the hotline. That's
the number you want.
Yeah, right.
And me as a producer, I will limit the phone calls to only just the ones you can handle. And
well, how will you know?
Well, I just asked them. I said, and are you calling Donnie? And they'll say, yes, I am. Would you care to tell me what it's about?
Oh,
and if they say no, I just hang up on them. If they say it, yes, I'd like to talk about this. You know, no, I don't hang up.
Oh.
I just need to talk to Donnie. But if it sounds strange, they're breathing hard or something, I try to keep that.
No, that would be me breathing off into the paper bag.
That's right.
No, that would.
And if the phone lines are busy, just realize that we have two lines, so you know they get filled up, and that's just the way it works, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, hopefully as you take flight, it's going to just be really great. So you've got this endless supply of wonderful
people,
writers,
mm-hmm.
and your sister writes about bees.
Yeah, I have a sister in Napa Valley who has beehives, and she's really into bees. And you know, there's been this colony collapse of bees around the country, and it's horrible because without bees, we don't have food.
Right.
You know, that's incredible that they found, you know, that bees have been disappearing. And this is a serious problem. And they're trying to figure out why. It's some kind of strange disease that's working its way through
right.
the hives. In fact, when they tried to introduce the African honeybee, was the idea behind that was to strengthen the strains. And what they ended up doing, of course, was creating
we have like Iron Man bees.
Yeah, Iron Man bees. But, but you know, but there are. It's they're finding problems then with all the all vegetables and flower and plants
right.
and everything.
But there's
no
a lot
bees.
You can do to encourage bees on your property, like plant certain like rosemary and lavender and things like that. Bees are our friends. You know,
bees are our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tons
yeah.
of bees out there at in Salmos.
Well, they have big lavender.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Right.
You know. Hey, one of my guilty pleasures, Donnie, is, and I haven't had a chance to do it in a very long time, is to go run off if I have a couple hours by myself and go see a movie.
Hmm, that's fun.
And I did it yesterday.
What did you see?
I saw Salt.
I have heard nothing about this movie.
Angelina Jolie film Salt.
Huh.
And I was looking through, you know, like, and it got 4 stars. I thought, 4 stars? When you get 4 stars? So I went to go see her, and, you know...
Was that 4 out of 100?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's really amazing because you... I don't know about you, but, you know, somebody's beautiful, and, you know, you look for something that is just wrong. And there was nothing wrong. In fact, my admiration for her just went skyrocketed.
Really? What's it about?
Russian spies. Mm-hmm. Which is infiltrating into you know, the United States and presidential and all that. Hey, let's go to the phones. Kate, good morning. You're on
Hi,
KCNR.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Hi.
And Donnie.
Hi.
And I'd like to congratulate you, Donnie, for breaking new grounds.
Thank you.
And I'll be listening.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Don't leave me out there all by myself.
Oh, you won't
Please.
Be.
Thank you.
You'll have an audience of invisible friends.
Okay. Well, be vocal too. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
We always encourage that
yeah.
too. That's so
you know
great.
A lot of times people are listening and they come up or they'll send an email to you or they'll talk to you later gosh, I was, you know, I really wanted to call. I said, well, why didn't you call? Well, you know, I was just really interested in it. I didn't want to interfere with what was being said. I just, you know, and I'm like,
do you go, it's a talk radio show.
It's open line here. I mean, we can talk about anything we want. We can we change the subjects, and you know, of course, then somebody will then write in and say, oh, you change the subject. Well, yeah, because it's open line. That's what it's about.
That happens online. That happens online too. And actually, there's a term for this. Almost sounds negative, but they're called lurkers. People who just read and only like 1% will leave a comment. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we see that number consistently, unless it's a real hot, controversial story or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, and that makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Donnie Greenberg, who's starting her new show, which could be called
Anything.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Starting Sunday.
Maybe that's what we should call it, Anything.
Carl Indebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning. It's going to be 98 degrees today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley there has been doing business in our local area. He's a local boy since 1985. He left the area for a while when he was with the 82nd Airborne, came back home. Dish TV, home theater systems, or, you know, surround sound. Go see Doug. His phone number is 244-1988. He's at B&T Satellite on Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Look for those antennas out there, those satellite dishes. You'll see them. Let's go to the phones. Okay, hey, Boo, you're going to say, give us another reason why it's great to be a guy. Just remember, there's,
I'm scared.
There's lots of people listening. Lots of people listening to this, Boo.
I know. Hey, you know me.
All right, Boo.
I don't know anybody, Linda.
All right. I know.
One reason why it's great to be a guy is because you can go to the bathroom without a support group.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, that's good. And you know what? And you can go almost anywhere if you're a guy.
But you're missing out on some great conversations in the bathroom.
Love you guys. Hey, see you down the road.
Hey, Boo, right. Boo, wait. Yeah. Were you there last night at the at Macy's there
I didn't make it. I was there in spirit.
Well, okay, I saw there's a whole lot of people. I thought you might have rolled through there.
No, I didn't make it.
I was still
probably our ride captain Jeff was definitely there.
Well, you know, I was coming back from Hayfork at that time. So, anyway, okay, hey, Boo, thanks for that great reason. You don't need a support group to go to the bathroom. Yay! Okay. Our guest is Donnie Greenberg.
Good morning, Donnie, and welcome
home.
You
can jump up and give high fives if you're a guy. It's another great reason.
Donnie's going to kick off here on KCNR at 11 o'clock on Sunday. We are
August
1st. Thrilled.
Me
That's
too.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah.
We have any... a number of people that have called in, and we've gotten emails. People are excited about the new Sunday lineup.
Yeah.
And I've got to put a query out, though, for our listeners, is that we have opened up so many shows and opening up the weekends and expanded that we're looking for producers.
Huh.
We're looking for people to be board operators and do production. We're looking, I will throw this out to our veterans out there that have come back, that we're going to show you how to produce radio shows. We're going to show you how to produce commercials. We're going to show you what the radio, working at a radio station is like. We're a family here. What you've got to be able to do is get along with people, mainly me.
Well, there's your first problem.
Ask Bob. You're going to be trained by people that have been in this business decades.
Mrs. Bott says good luck.
Yeah, well...
Colonel,
and we are. We're looking for some more people to come in, and so we can train them. We've expanded out that fast.
That's cool.
Well, it is. And now that because we've gotten other inquiries about shows, to open up more shows, so it's going to take more people to do that to work Monday through Sunday evening.
And we have such wonderful talent with Bob Alonji and Jim Bremer and Eric Lancaster. I mean, they've been in the business for a very long time. They make it look simple and seamless. And, and there's a lot of things, a lot of controls and things to go. I guess if you're computer literate, it's not a big deal. But, again, you know, it's really, Bob, wouldn't you say that radio is really something that you get into because there's a passion about it?
I've been doing this semi-regularly since about 1977, and I would agree with that statement. And it gets in your blood, and even when you leave it for a while, it pulls you right back in, and there's really nothing I'd rather do.
Mm-hmm. And if you are interested, just give us a call at 605-4565 and either talk to myself, Linda, leave a message saying, hey, I'm interested in learning the radio business. And again, you know, I wasn't planning on doing this, but we've just gotten two more calls for more shows, so now I can't keep working everybody seven days a week, so it's time to start moving out.
And we're thrilled to have, what a great opportunity to be able to have had, the timing is everything. And Donnie, here you are going to start August 1st, and you're going to have this incredible lineup. We like to think that our shows, our weekend shows, are really intelligent, informative. This is community radio, and what better person to represent the community
than it sounds like what I'd like a news cafe to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's one of those things.
Well, it is.
It is.
We made a conscious effort when we began. KCNR 1460 was it's going to be community radio. We've even left spots in during the week that we can roll in some more community programming. How ideal would it be is to be able to have completely community radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working in that way, you know, Saturdays, Sundays, and we're going to start opening up a couple other nights. The big thing, though, is that you're absolutely right, Linda. Our shows are just, you know, great from our community.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you want to hear about.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Oh, okay. Okay, Joel, you're on KCNR.
Donnie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
I was just wondering, you know, kind of where do you stand? Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? I don't know anything about you. You know, what are your views?
Well, I'm not real crazy about labels. I'm more of an independent gal, you know. So I have some conservative views on some things, like money. And I have some liberal thoughts about other things, like legalizing marijuana. I think it should be legalized, regulated, and taxed. But I'm kind of all over the place. I don't think any one person is any one thing, like solidly one way or the other. And if you are, you're an extremist, and I'm not. I'm kind of a moderate person, and I'd like to think I have an open mind, and that's what's good about conversations with people, the ability to change your mind sometimes, and I've done that. So, I mean, you know, sometimes I don't think it's wishy-washy to change your mind sometimes. If you can talk to an intelligent person who can convince you about why your way of thinking may have been off, and you have new information and you can change, then that's growth, and that's good. And we're not stuck in the sand and our head and
other parts.
Right.
Other parts, yeah, I had to stop. But anyway, why do you ask?
I was just curious, you know, because I feel like Northern California gets is a pretty red area, and I was just wondering kind of where you stood. You know, you're going to be a radio personality.
I'm already a journalist, and so I'm pretty vocal. I'm pretty expressive. I was an opinion columnist for 10 years, so I have strong opinions about lots of things. And the other things, I kind of go shrug and say, I don't really have strong feelings about that. You know,
hey Joel. Appreciate the phone call. We are up against a break, but you know, call her Sunday at the same number and ask her these questions. This is just exactly what we're looking for. So thanks for the phone call. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
That's Carl.
No, I won't back down.
Colonel Bott.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
80 degrees.
Hey, he sings.
I know. It's really cool. He just said, I don't care what other bump music you do, that's going to be the last song. Okay.
That's a good song.
You know, that's all right. I don't mind giving into that. That's cool. It's 8:56 in the morning. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here, and our guest has been Donnie Greenberg.
Our guest next week, by the way, a couple of our guests next week are going to be Chief Hansen. We're going to have Paul Hooser again. We're going to finish this up, you know, because there's a lot of questions that we didn't finish with REU. We're going to talk to Chief Hansen. We're going to try and get the police union on. We're going to try and have a member of the city council on next week, too, so we can talk about the police. You know, this impasse has got to, we've got to reach a happy medium here. Hopefully, Peter Hansen will have the capabilities. I like to think of Peter Hansen, even though he's the chief of police, as being able to bridge some of these gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe Peter can do that. I like I like the way that he took a good look at what was going on and said, hey, you know what? I'm stepping back into the fight. I like that.
It was a good sign of leadership, I believe. But let's go to the phones. Leon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leon.
I have a suggestion for the radio show.
Okay.
The online radio.
Hmm.
Online radio.
I took basically what she was talking about and played with that a little
online.
Bit.
Online, like on air, online. That's good.
Right.
That's
radio,
good.
Radio is the air, so
uh-huh.
Online radio.
Dunny
I like
Chamberlain
it.
And online radio.
I like
got
it.
A ring to it,
it
huh?
does have a ring to it. I like it. Good idea.
I'll be over and get that advertising job.
Okay. Just tell your people, tell your friends. KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Home
right
of Free
there.
Fire Media.
Thank you, Leon.
Hey, great.
Right, thanks,
have
Leon.
You have a great weekend, Leon. That's I love the you know, exchange. Life is about exchange.
That's right.
You know?
It'd be pretty lonely without it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we're, you know, like I said, we're so happy that, you know, and, you know, one of the things that Joel, when he called in, and he said, you know, this is kind of a red state, and, you know, where are you coming from type thing. You know, we're, you know, also, we're, you know, Doug Craig is introducing his show, and it was interesting. I mean, he talked about that. One of the, you know, the blogger that came on right after him said, he said, he thanked, you know, Linda and I for having the courage to put somebody on with different viewpoints. And we don't really think of it like that. We think of it as our community, that we need to get diverse viewpoints out. We need to have people listen to other viewpoints. I mean, you don't have to agree with them, but we
right.
need to... We
be
need,
respectful and listen. Yeah.
We need to have, as a community radio station, all viewpoints.
That's right.
And, you know, like, I mean, you're not going to change your mind if you just... Everything's in a vacuum, then
right.
how can you change your
right.
mind?
Right.
So,
it's the same way with the News Cafe.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be an echo chamber. That's pretty boring, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean,
really.
And I feel sad. I really feel sad for individuals who won't get out of their comfort zone and hang out with people who think other ways, because it's educational for you to know how other people feel or think. It's what makes the world. It makes us a community.
Right.
Families are like that. Not everybody's like-minded in the same family.
Neighborhoods are like that. You don't walk up to your neighbor and say, are you a Democrat or a Republican? You're like, hey, your lawn
you
looks great, you know.
Where'd you get that? What are you growing in the backyard? It smells funny. So, yeah, I can't believe you went to a movie. Well, I
oh, you're still
Tracy,
on that.
Tracy
yeah, he's
through
still.
Potfield.
Yeah.
I was
I
risking
to.
My life in pot fields of hay fork, and you're going,
and she was chasing,
okay.
I mean, she kicked some major
yeah, booty.
Butt.
Okay,
uh-huh.
we got 30 seconds left. Join us up in Anselmo's tonight. We're going to go up and see Rick Hill play. I think it's going to be great. Tell me you want to be in the music room, otherwise, because they sell that out real quick.
It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you, Donnie. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Thank you.